Chapter 10. Move your body. Calm your mind. There are days when your mind feels like it will not stop. The thoughts keep coming, and they come fast. Your chest feels tight, your breathing gets short, and your body feels like it is always on edge. It can feel like you are stuck in a loop that you cannot break. On those days, thinking your way out of it does not work. That is when you need to stop trying to fix your mind and start moving your body. Your body and your mind are connected in ways most people do not think about. When your mind is under stress, your body holds that stress. Your muscles tighten, your heart rate goes up, and your system stays in a high alert mode. This is the same fight or flight response that kept you alive in the past. The problem is that now it does not turn off when it should. Movement is one of the fastest ways to help your body reset and come back down. You do not need a perfect plan or a full workout routine to get started. You just need to move. That can be walking, stretching, lifting weights, or even just pacing back and forth. The goal is not to become an athlete. The goal is to give your body a way to release what your mind is holding on to. When you move, you are telling your system that it is okay to let go of some of that tension. Your body was built to move, not to sit still with stress all day. When you stay still, that energy has nowhere to go. It builds up and starts to turn into anxiety, anger, or deep sadness. Movement gives that energy a place to go. It turns something that feels trapped into something that is being released. That alone can change how you feel in a short amount of time. Why movement changes everything. When you start moving your body, things begin to shift inside you. Your breathing changes, your heart rate adjusts, and your muscles begin to loosen. These physical changes send signals to your brain that you are not in danger. Over time, your system starts to calm down. This is not just a feeling. This is your body doing exactly what it was designed to do. Exercise also helps your brain release chemicals that improve your mood. These are often called feel-good chemicals, and they help reduce stress and improve how you feel overall. Even a small amount of movement can make a difference. You do not need hours in a gym to see change. Just getting up and moving for a short time can begin to shift your state. For people dealing with PTSD, anxiety, or depression, this matters even more. Movement can help reduce the intensity of symptoms and make it easier to handle the day. It can help lower anxiety, improve sleep, and give you moments of relief when your mind feels out of control. This does not mean everything goes away. It means you get a break, and sometimes that break is enough to keep going. There is also something powerful about doing something physical when your mind feels weak. It reminds you that you are still in control of something. Even if your thoughts are a mess, you can still take a step, lift a weight, or go for a walk. That builds a sense of strength that starts in your body and carries into your mind. Over time, that strength becomes something you can rely on. Movement also helps you stay in the present moment. When you are focused on your steps, your breathing, or the way your muscles feel, your mind is not stuck in the past or worrying about the future. You are here, right now. That is one of the hardest things to do when you are struggling. Movement gives you a simple way to come back to the present. Simple ways to get started. You do not need to overthink this. In fact, overthinking is what stops most people from starting. You do not need the right clothes, the right shoes, or the right plan. You just need to begin. Start small and keep it simple. The goal is to build a habit, not to be perfect. A simple walk can be one of the most powerful things you can do. Step outside, breathe the air, and just move forward. You do not need a destination. You do not need a time limit. Just walk until you feel a small shift inside you. Some days, that might take 5 minutes. Other days, it might take longer. Either way, it counts. If walking is not your thing, find something else that works for you. You can do push-ups, stretch your body, or lift something heavy. You can go to a gym or stay at home. You can even turn on music and just move around. The type of movement does not matter as much as the fact that you are moving. What matters is that you are doing something instead of staying stuck. It is also important to listen to your body. Some days you will have more energy, and some days you will not. On hard days, even a little movement is enough. You do not need to push yourself to the limit. You just need to show up and do something. That builds consistency, and consistency is what creates change over time. If you can, try to make movement part of your daily routine. It does not have to be long or intense. Just make it something you do each day. Over time, your body will begin to expect it, and it will become easier to start. You will also begin to notice how much better you feel after you move. That becomes its own motivation. When it feels like too much, there will be days when moving feels impossible. Your mind will tell you to stay where you are. It will tell you that nothing will help and that there is no point in trying. Those are the days when movement matters the most. Even if it feels small, even if it feels pointless, it is not. On those days, lower the bar. Do not think about a full workout. Do not think about going far or doing a lot. Just stand up. Just take a few steps. Just stretch your arms. Start with something so small that you cannot talk yourself out of it. Once you begin, it often becomes easier to keep going. You are not trying to win anything in that moment. You are just trying to break the pattern. When you are stuck in your head, staying still keeps you there. Movement interrupts that cycle. It gives your brain something new to focus on. It creates a shift, even if it is small. It is also okay if it does not feel amazing right away. Sometimes you will move your body and still feel off. That does not mean it is not working. Change does not always happen instantly. What matters is that you are building a habit that supports you over time. The more you do it, the more you will start to feel the difference. You are not failing if you only do a little. You are not failing if you have to stop early. You are not failing if it feels hard. You are winning because you are doing something instead of nothing. That is what matters in this fight. Small actions add up, even when it does not feel like it in the moment. Building strength inside and out. Over time, movement does more than just help you in the moment. It begins to build strength inside you. Your body gets stronger, but so does your mind. You start to see that you can push through hard moments. You start to trust yourself more. That trust is something many people lose, and it is something you can build back. Exercise and movement can also improve your sleep, which is a big part of mental health. When you sleep better, you think more clearly and handle stress better. It becomes easier to deal with the things that used to feel overwhelming. This creates a cycle where one good habit supports another. There is also a long-term effect on your system. Regular movement can help reduce the intensity of symptoms over time. It helps your body learn how to come back to a calm state more easily. This does not mean everything disappears, but it does mean you have more control than you did before. You will also begin to feel a sense of accomplishment. Each time you move, you prove to yourself that you are still fighting. You are still showing up. You are still pushing forward. That matters more than you may realize. It builds confidence in a quiet but powerful way. At the end of the day, this is not about becoming someone new. It is about giving yourself tools to get through the hard moments. Movement is one of those tools. It is simple, it is available, and it works. You do not need to wait for the perfect time to start. You can start right now, right where you are. Keep it simple. Keep it real. When your mind gets loud, move your body. When the weight feels heavy, take a step. When you feel stuck, do something small. This is part of how you keep going. This is part of how you Charlie Mike.